Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I think the other thing is that his coach realized that Pat is that mother. That became clear. Sorry. Am I allowed to say that? Or
coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Boy, Steve doesn't throw that one around very much.
Could you imagine our boss, Nahigi, coming in? Guru is that? Nobody can take that from Pat. Pods didn't get it. Kaminga, Jordan Poole. Damn, that got to feel good.
It. He just got the, he cannot be that guy.
That's the oppo, but anyway.
Hey, you know, I was thinking about this before, real quick, jump into the Warriors. You know, when I think about the people who are the hosts here, you know, remember—
Six of us.
And well, you weren't here, but you said you heard it. Remember, like, Shasky on Friday during the crossover said, yeah, I want to be on TV.
He said it in a voice of light. And then he said, somebody throw him alive. And I'm damn, Joe.
And you too, you always, you know, you kind of say, I want to get a little more touches on TV.
He cannot
and you're
be
always,
that guy.
You're always, really thirsty, about, hey, but Bob Myers, could you hire me at some point? And I just figured, you know what, as long as I got teammates that have no problem asking for something. Man, we got an opportunity for a partnership here at 95.7 The Game.
What you got going?
I was thinking, we got any NetJets people out there or Wheels Up?
The people that sent Shasky and Bonte to the Super Bowl.
Because, I was thinking, you know, anybody who's listened to this show, and now we know it's a lot of people. You know, I've brought a lot of attention to the Tulane football program.
And, go Green Wave!
And they're playing December 20th in Oxford, Mississippi.
Dude!
How the hell do you get to Oxford? I don't think you can get to Oxford, Mississippi from the Bay. But
I just left the SIP. Remember,
but it took like 27 hours for you to get there, 6 connections. Anyway.
Tap into the same outfit that sent, you just said their name, Bonte and Shasky to the Super Bowl.
I don't think that was who they were. It was somebody else. It was a travel agency, I think.
Dude, that would be dope. What day is that game? Obviously.
It's a Saturday, but that's all right. I'll give them a lot of pub. I'm not flying commercial, though. That I won't do.
Well, you know Lacob. When's the last time you talked to Joe? He's got to be feeling better than he was Thursday night.
I don't know, a couple months ago. No, I'm sure he's still got the...
Real quick, just about that, let me just fix... cleaning some items. I've never told you I want to be on TV. I was on with Mark Abanez and Vern Glenn when they invite me on, but no, don't act like I'm thirsty like that.
No, I think we know.
It's been a problem for a month.
But Joe said it just like Butch said it. He won't alive. I'm like, damn.
How far is Oxford from Memphis, Evan?
About 75 miles.
Look at
that's usually people flying, and then they do have like buses and different things that go from Memphis.
So you've been to Oxford?
No, I've never been there, but I've been to Memphis.
Okay.
And I a lot of people that go to Ole Miss that are from there, they take a bus.
I got
you. Wow.
All right.
All right, we're about to get into it, but I have to tell you and Evan and the listeners, because we do have a relationship off air, we do. I got to get this out. Billy Bob Thornton, you're special. And I just dialed up because I've been down with the earache. Landman, it's phenomenal.
I wasn't crazy about it, but go ahead.
You didn't like it?
Yeah, it was all right.
Oh, stop.
It didn't hook me. I watched the first two or three. It just didn't hook me.
Because you don't got that South in you. Like, you're from the East Coast. And I think I gravitate to it because they're in Texas.
Maybe, but then why do
I
like
the Fort Worth.
But why do I like the Arctic then so much?
Well, that I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
But you didn't get hooked, huh? Silk Basie turned me on and I'm hooked.
I've heard it was really good. You know what it was like? It was like, what's that other sitcom?
Well, it's not a sitcom.
No, I know. Let's get to the Warriors. Yeah. No, I watched a couple of them and it just didn't.
Well, see, that's your problem. You can't read a chapter of a, I'm being real, of a book and give a book review or watch 20 minutes of a movie and say, oh, the movie stinks. I know people like that.
Yeah, well, that's me. You got to hook me. You got to hook Kuminga. Oh boy, Kuminga.
When, what date was that?
I love Kuminga. That was probably after game five this year. After game five. Yeah. Hey, though, don't you see the symmetry? You know who we got Friday?
Ant-Man.
No, the team that Kuminga owns.
Oh,
come on.
Many.
He averages 36 a game against them.
What day is Finchy pulling up on the show? Because we talked about
the
show meeting.
They play tonight.
Okay, I said the show, our show, before Friday.
I don't know. I'll probably talk to him in this thing.
Yeah, we can ask him how he's scheming for Pat Spencer.
The transition thief is diabolical.
Our transition decision-making was diabolical.
All right. Let's go to Austin in San Mateo, see what he is thinking about this new-look Warrior team. What's up, Austin? How you doing? Sir.
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Just had my birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, baby.
38?
Yes, sir.
Warriors gave you a win. Yeah.
They gave me a win. Not only they gave me a win, man, I'm feeling good about the Philadelphia loss. I feel like that's a win. Mm. The way Pat controlling that unit, his unit, that's his team right there. Being a floor general, just being a point guy, getting everybody involved and everybody falling in line. I just need Kuminga to fall in line. Your game will find yourself. It will find it. But what I really wanted to say is that I'm treating these three wins like Matt Jones and Brock Purdy when Matt Jones was on a hot streak. So what I'm saying is allow this hot streak, allow this young group to continue this hot streak when, you know, these old heads to come back. I feel like they coming off Curry, Draymond, Butler. All of us to come off the bench and let's see this young core. You feel me? Hey, nothing against Curry and them or whatnot, but let's just run with this high hand. And you know, the way they playing, if they we deep the way they playing. If they play like this, keep playing like this, we deep. And when we winning like that with these young guys, and then Curry and Draymond, the way they play together and whatnot as a core, and they come off the bench, and we hit them with that too, just give them something different to look at other than right. Looking at Dre and Curry all the time.
Austin, you are listen, you're on to something, and it's about consistency. And if you're gonna ride the hot hand, then Curry's got to wait for Spencer to cool off. He's got to wait.
I'm going to use one of your words. Our guy Austin was off that Hennessy for his birthday, Stoddy, because that's not what's going to happen. But it just looks like right now, I'm not using the adjectives of slow, old, none of – we're getting after it, man. In three straight games holding teams under 100, it's the defensive end, too, that all of a sudden I feel like we got a spark, and that's all we had been looking for. And I don't know. And I'm giving Pat the credit, but I'm also giving Pod's game yesterday. That's how you do it, son. Don't try to do too much because you tell on yourself and everybody's thirsty.
I mean,
like you said, me with TV, but you didn't believe that because I've never shown that. But Pod's played.
What about when you were asking for the
No, Bob invited me to ESPN to put up on Stephen A.
The job when you're like, you want? Can I work in your front office, Bobby? Well, like, what about that?
Yeah, that's not TV.
Well, I mean, but it's thirsty.
Yeah, but he offered it.
Yeah. But
back to Wiggins.
Listen, it's pretty obvious if you've watched the Warriors the last, like, okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah. And then I was down last week.
I know you were. And you'll be down probably
he didn't like it
Saturday
either.
Morning if they lose to the T-Wolves. But listen, Curry's obviously coming back, and that's going to be good.
No doubt.
Can you say, here it is. I got to put the rat on the table, sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. Can we say the same about Draymond coming back? And here's the reason.
Feel that way.
I know, Draymond. And here's what I'm starting to worry about.
You can't.
Draymond and Butler are a little they might be a little too redundant.
Oh, wow. Well, no, that you ain't got to sell me on that. I'll check that box. But
like, to me, Curry's going to be fine,
yeah,
obviously, because he's Curry. But what do you do? What do you do with Draymond? Do you just go Curry, Draymond, Butler again? And then who are the other two?
Wow, you say redundant.
There's something going on with Draymond. Not something going on, but as he becomes less and less a factor offensively, he puts more pressure on the whole team, especially if Butler, he's playing with Jimmy Butler.
It'll be interesting, hopefully it's Friday when Dre's back and Steph to see that. But, you know, I'm not throwing out slurs or being, you know, throwing out it. I'm trying to lose shade. But let's be honest, both of those guys, would you have a problem if I said Jimmy and Dre are ball stoppers to a degree?
No, they are. That's
why that ball has been popping.
No
with
kidding. That's obvious. Jimmy,
like, I could lie to myself.
Right. Now they're not. They're not as talented,
Luka, yeah,
but I don't. I'm wondering if you're playing Curry, Draymond, and Butler together. You know, Steph's going to be running around.
He's Jerry Rice.
The other two are going to be holding, waiting for him. And listen, I don't think that team that played over the weekend is better than the team with Curry and Draymond and Butler, but they're different. And again, the thing that I see as an issue with this team is just going from the team that played on Saturday and Sunday to the team that's going to play on Friday, and they're not even going to look anything the same in style or personnel.
And I kind of – I'm basketball mad at the fact that I don't know, and we all don't know, Stoney, how it's going to manifest, right? Brock Purdy came back, and they didn't skip a beat. But before they didn't skip a beat – we were like, oh, did they make the right choice? And I know this is different, but as excited and ecstatic as I am, I do understand what you're saying is real. So until we see it, we can't say it's real, right? Until we see Jimmy, Steph out there, and if the other guys can still, you know, ride their wave.
Well, I mean, it's not hard to say. They're not going to be able to. I mean, just look at the minutes.
But what's that end result? What's that net at the
end
of the day?
I don't know. But that's the thing about Pat Spencer. I don't know. How many minutes did he play yesterday? I didn't even look. Probably 30.
Right,
let's just say 30.
Yeah.
28, 30.
Yeah.
Let's just say 30. Mm-hmm. You know, Curry, he's not playing 30 Friday. But here's the thing about Spencer. If he plays four, he's going to play four the same way that he's going to play 15.
But there's something, too, when you start a game, 27, Stoney, yesterday. When you start a game, that empowerment that you feel that you know, you don't not have to look over your shoulder in a bad way, but, you know, it's like, hey, this is your canvas.
Pat Spencer's never looked over his shoulder. He doesn't play like that. I don't think Pat Spencer looks over his shoulder at all. He knows that when he goes into the game, he's got certain things he's got to do, and he's got to reach a certain effort level, and he's just always going to do that. So, like, that's kind of what I mean.
Yeah.
If you play Kuminga 5 minutes and then play him 25 minutes, you don't know what to expect from the 5 to the 25. With Spencer, you know what you're going to get. It's not all going to be good, but there are things you can expect from Pat Spencer. So I actually think, like, he's the kind of guy that Kerr and every coach loves, because you can forget about him for a long stretch, and then you can pop him right in there, and you're never going to have to worry about his effort.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. 888-957-9570 is the number. Pods was terrific off the bench yesterday, and Steve Kerr was asked about him.
He's a really good player, and he just, you know, he wants to be great. Sometimes he's just a little too ambitious out there, and so part of the thinking bringing him off the bench was to let him watch the start of the game and remind him that he's got to play how we want him to play, you know, not how he wants to play. And because he's one of the better players in the league at doing that stuff. You know, he's got great feel. He understands the game. And when he starts to try to do too much, it hurts him and it hurts us. So hopefully, this is a good step for him.
All right, and Rizzotto reminds that was after Saturday's game, and then he followed that up with a real good game on Sunday. Yeah. I'm talking about Pajemski. So interesting there, Steve Kerr. Basically, I mean, he's talking.
Hell of a message.
He's talking to Kuminga when he's talking about Pajemski. He's saying that he's got to play the way we want him to play, not the way he wants to play. And I'm sure that goes for Kuminga too.
Yeah, and so, you know, you played the games down. I know you know you played college. I didn't, but. Just a guy like...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply, in app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Odds. Watching the game, then understanding, okay, you know, just letting the traffic die down, and then you go in and see what's going on, and then that way it's better than you coming out and maybe thinking some nights I'm gonna go for mine when you got the likes of Jimmy and Steph. And I'm not saying that's what got him back to the bench, but the bottom line is that was a hell of a message from a coach that's won 4 titles. So as much as I criticize Kerr, I can appreciate that. And you're right. You could just play that on loop to a bunch of players.
Yeah, and, you know, look, I know there are a lot of fans out there that really are down on the Warriors for the Jonathan Kuminga situation, whether it's Jonathan's fault, Kerr's fault, the organization's fault. It really has reached the point where it doesn't matter, I don't think, anymore. I think we all know that Kuminga's days are probably numbered here. So I was thinking about this over the weekend, and again, you tell me if this is fair or not fair. So it's been clear over the last few days that, you know, the third string guys, or the third team guys, are really pushing the second string guys. Pajemski and Kuminga are getting pushed by Spencer and Melton, et cetera. So Kerr has sent that message to Pajemski and Kuminga. Well, like, look how Pajemski's handled it. Like, he gets angry and he tries to respond and he tries to do what the coach is asking him to do. But it feels like right now where Kuminga's at, he's moping a little bit or down a little bit or can't. Or is just over the whole situation to where he can't respond like Pajemski can. But I think that's what's going to be a big part of why he may not play a lot until he's out of here.
You do wonder, and I'll say this about Kerr's comments for Kuminga. It's in the meantime, and maybe they'll just take an ass whooping from a team that has some length like Minnesota or some athleticism more so than what they saw on this trip. And I know he got a shot in Philly, and I'm going to say it to you and be frank, he blew it, Jonathan Kuminga. But Steiny, there's going to come a time, a team, and things aren't going to be going well with what Kerr's running out there, not named Kuminga, to where you got to run him out there. But I do really think, not being a slave to two masters here, but you got to think about two. I mean, you can't just let this dude go in a tomb and not open it. You got to – just for what's going to transpire next year early, to move them, you want to show them too. But also, you're not good enough, I don't believe, Steiny, night in, night out, to just say that 6'6", 6'8", guy, even though, you know, he hadn't been good, we can't even see what's behind door number Kuminga most nights.
I just think he's not good enough to be in the rotation now, the way he's playing.
Yeah, something's going. Like, it's a hotel. It's not a hotel. He's checked out.
Yeah, and you can't.
Mentally.
Yeah, so you can't just play him. Like, if he's not ready to go, he's not, you can't play him. And as for ruining his value, I'm skeptical on that. I'm skeptical about the value.
You think it is what it is already?
It's been 5 years. Like, it's been 5 years. People think what they think of him. And there, again, I think there may be some teams out there that are intrigued by him, but I don't think there's any chance that the Warriors are going to be able to move Jonathan Kuminga. And when we find out what they got for him, we say, wow, wow. I think we're likely to be very underwhelmed, but the hope would be that the player they get is a role player who can help them.
Yeah.
Because right now, Kuminga's not even that. He's not even a role player, and he's not helping them.
Yeah.
So where do you go?
Man. Right now, Guy Santos is giving you something. I just like the energy. I like the moxie, but those guys got chips on their shoulder, and – you know, last week I'm sitting here like, man, I understand you don't have, there's not winning a title, but just give me something in regard to act like you care. And all of a sudden the light's been switched and Ben Franklin has become Pat Spencer. And you just wonder when the two big dogs get back, which we've been kicking back and forth, can they keep that up?
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Oh, boy, somebody's really put me on the spot on the with a super chat.
Uh-oh.
Tulane's got this cheer they do.
Do you know it before they brought this up?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Okay, what's the name of it?
But I can't. I don't know all the words.
So you can't Dougie?
No.
You don't know it?
It's hoorah, hoorah, hullabaloo. It's a chant that – it's a chant we do at Tulane.
All right.
Although I don't know it. But they've done it a lot in the last 2 weeks. Wants to go to Oxford.
Have you talked to your daughter about when the rankings came out? Like, hey, we made it.
Well.
And is she going?
Well, we were hoping the game was going to be in Eugene, Oregon.
So you could have been up.
I know. We were going to take a roadie.
Okay,
we were going to. I was going to drive up.
Okay.
But now it's in freaking Oxford.
Yeah.
I would want to be in Grandy's spot right now.
Yeah, so, you'll be all right.
But apparently they have one of the best tailgate places, the Grove. That's what they call it, the Grove down in at Ole Miss.
Okay.
So
and their coach won't be coaching them. That's got to – you got to take to Lane.
What?
Lane won't be coaching that game. Kiffin.
No.
You got to think that's an advantage to Tulane.
I don't know. We haven't gotten into the numbers yet or the –
we'll see.
I haven't gotten into the matchups. But if our defense plays like that, we got a shot. Plus, you know what? You could get an Ole Miss team.
Look how excited he is. I love it.
So we got beat by Ole Miss early. Got a bad break, and we lost 45-10. It was that one play hurt us. We stunk that game so bad, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I watched it. I said, it's bad.
Keep in mind, it was like Retzloff's second or third game. He'd been on campus. So now they don't have Kiffin. They could be in disarray.
I just told you that.
But I got three more things. Two is our coach is coaching. Sumrall's coaching. So
oh, heck yeah.
We have a coach that we said we want him to coach us. Ole Miss said hit the pike.
Because they thought he was going to poach his players.
Yeah.
And I get that. But why aren't they fearful at Tulane of Sumrall doing that?
Because we win with class.
There's an answer I have.
And we lose with class. And it's Tulane doesn't have the players. That's funny. It's funny. You didn't telegraph that one like a Brock Purdy throw in the flat.
I can't too. Hey, 9 or 6 seed. They moved up over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But back to Tulane. Nothing went right that first game. So I think we got a shot.
It's good seeing you, fan.
I think we got a shot. And you know what I was thinking anyway? What the hell? I'm not going to go to the – I won't go to the game against Mississippi. I'll wait till they play Georgia.
Well, you don't know who's listening.
I'll go to Tulane, Georgia.
Stoney, we'll send you down there.
Because nobody goes to Oxford, Mississippi. Who's going to Oxford, Mississippi? And then I guess who would want to take me?
The same entity that took Butch and Bonte to the Super Bowl.
Problem is my daughter who goes there is going to be out here.
Oh, okay.
That's just such a problem.
My son's asleep upstairs.
That was great.
What?
Give it to him. You don't even know what that
is. No.
You're
Jeanette, my son's asleep upstairs.
My son's asleep upstairs.
That's Butch when he did the video where they pulled out the big game.
Okay.
Worst teammate of the year.
Who?
You. Like, you didn't know that as soon as it played. Like,
well, I knew it was Shasky. I figured he was on the air and his kid was sleeping. But.
Shut up!
Anyway, don't forget, coming up on the other side, I'll give you keyword number two for the day. Your chance to win the town jerseys. But the number right now is 888-957-9570 is the number. Think back to about a week ago, Warrior fans weren't in a good spot.
Man.
And one Pat Spencer week later, things feel a lot better. The question I have is, what did the last week mean? If anything, does it have any long-term implications? What the Spencers have been doing, what the Meltons have been doing, and what the Warriors have been doing without Curry and Draymond, and to a lesser extent, Jimmy Butler. 888-957-9570. Brian Geltzeiler, one of our favorites, coming up at noon, Sirius XM NBA Radio. And remember, every hour today, Tuesday and Wednesday, we're giving away three Warrior jerseys. They're the town jerseys that debuted on November 24th against the Jazz, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler. Those town jerseys are up for grabs, and one of them can be yours. Listen for your chance today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. For more details, go to 957thegame.com. And that segment was brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.